They focused more on their dance moves.
I'm extremely elated.
It's about time
we need a change, Butimile.
It's gonna be a humdinger of a season.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the latest episode of the Fan Reaction Show. After a few disappointing seasons, it became evident that Kossie Nation was becoming agitated and frustrated with their beloved Glamour Boys. Kaizer Chiefs required change, and by the looks of things, they are starting to put the smiles back onto the faces of their fans. Kossie Nation are licking their lips just looking at the reshuffling that seems to be ongoing in the Chiefs camp. A new permanent coach who understands Chiefs' culture and his handy assistant coach who knows the PSL with the back of his hand. Releasing players and signing new talent, Kossie Nation has every right to feel the excitement for the 2022-23 deal. DStv Premiership season. Close to 50 players have recently been released from their clubs, with Chiefs, Pirates and AmaZulu contributing to the majority of that number. What could be the main reasons for these three mentioned teams for cleaning out their squads? This is what we ask you, and as usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
The reason is because most of those players did not contribute much throughout the season. And when you look into Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates and AmaZulu, these are the big teams that have more supporters. And they expect silverware. They expect cups. So if there's no cups that are coming in for big teams like those three teams, we have to let go all those players to bring new young blood, new young players who can deliver, who can bring more trophies for the supporters.
I think the reason on behind this, some is negotiators for the new contract is financial problems. Some is going there is a disciplinary as a player. Some is not getting enough chance to play. I think that's the main concern. I think we still looking forward so many surprises because it looks like there's something big than this one we see. But all in all, we as a supporters, we support any player currently have a contract to the our teams.
I think those three teams mean business this season. Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates, plus AmaZulu. I can also add Royal AM because on the other side, they look like they are serious as always. By the look of things, the 2022-23 season is the one that I'm mostly looking forward to because it's promising to be a very exciting one. And I honestly think the dominance by Mamelodi Sundowns over the past few years is about to come to an end, is about to get a stop sign. I'm so excited. I'm extremely elated. I'm extremely elated by my favorite team, Kaizer Chiefs, to have made me the happiest man on the planet by acquiring the best talent in the market. And this is long overdue because our team has lost its dignity. And I can tell you that for the first time that I'll buy my home and away jersey, regardless of the beauty or ugliness of that jersey, because I'm fully behind our boys, I'm fully behind our team, and I'm fully behind the whole DStv Premiership. And yeah, even our neighbors on the other side, the Orlando Pirates, I can tell that they mean business. The acquisition they have so far in the market shows that they mean business.
I think the main reason it's because as team, it's been long zingawinis trophies. So babone kunyanzelekile ukuthi bangarenewshi contract zezinye I players kwenzela bazokwazi usayina new players abane faith that they will be able to bring I trophies kuma team azo. They signed up I players that they saw ukuthi will be a brilliant and strong squad, and they will be fruitful for their teams.
The main cause of this situation, most of those players who are released, they were not coming to their part. They were not working hard to see the team progress or win trophies. So I think that's the main cause. Some is because of their age. Some because of their long-term injuries that affect their performance and their career.
I think it's about time
it's the right time. It is an off season. Now during this time, teams will be restructuring. Some will be releasing players. Some teams will be accumulating new players, hiring. So all that I'm saying right now is that I think those teams, all that they are doing is just to restructure their teams and leaving those players that they fit, that they are not going to fit in the coach structures and the coach plans. And the congratulations to all of them and all those who have lost their teams. Good luck to them, to their new teams.
The players also were demonstrating to what one of us, like, let me example, like Chiefs, because some of the players that was invisible for the Chiefs, it's just there for man. So maybe so far, because we send you our young players, it's going to be fine. Yeah, team need changes and need calm. That's why they release more players this season.
I think for Chiefs and Pirates, those players, it's been for so long, Basi Matimini, and then they didn't produce anything. So the teams, I think, needed the change. Utibazo Kunukalaba win ama games and winning ama silverware. Then coming to AmaZulu, it's very disappointing. Uti, they are changing the team now. After last season, basayinile ama player ngaga, and those players basayinile, if you can check ama quality players and ama senior player at the same time. But very disappointing ukuthi they didn't meet the requirement for the club ukuthi bawina ama game and win silverware at the end of the season. It's very disappointing for AmaZulu ukuthi ama player ay quality kangaka at the end of the day bawina ngalutho. Then for Chiefs and Pirates, vele, we need a change ukuthi mele baba release ama player and start afresh ukuthi bazoqala manje bawina ama game and make ama fans wabo ukuthi abe happy. This is in my call.
Let me start with Kaizer Chiefs. Kaizer Chiefs maybe is a case of they were not doing good. While it's a team of cups now, it's been now 7 years, they didn't get a cup. That is the reason maybe to start from scratch. Then AmaZulu, I can say maybe, I think financially, maybe because they were heavy a lot, but generally they worked pretty well in last season. Even Africa, they did well in the first season for the release of the player. I think it can be financial, even though it's not even mentioned or what, because they are still signing more quality of players. And then the other team, the other one is Orlando Pirates. Also one of the team, I think they were not working good, but not bad. As usual, we know Pirates every season, they buy and release loan. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what I can say about Pirates.
Most of the players who were released didn't have consistency, couldn't take the pressure, and didn't understand the meaning of the badge and the history of the teams that they played for. Kaizer Chiefs is a huge brand with a lot of expectations when you don the black and gold jersey. So I don't think many players understood the pressure, understood why they play for Kaizer Chiefs. Not every player can play for Kaizer Chiefs. When you are there, you must know you need to be on your toes, game in and game out. So in Orlando Pirates' side, I think they focused more on their dance moves than tactical awareness on the field. And then on the AmaZulu side, I believe so much money was pumped into the team, but in the end, the players didn't live up to the expectations of the management. Then again, the AmaZulu boss once said a very horrible statement on media that he doesn't want Kaizer Chiefs or Orlando Pirates rejects. But at the end of the day, most of the players that went there were from Orlando Pirates and some from Chiefs. Now, you ask yourself, how will the players perform when they are being labeled as rejects? So I think that was their downfall.
They just signed the name of the player, but not quality. So that when the team released the player to the a big team like Chiefs and AmaZulu, they just got that the team have at least 30 players or 35 players. But where is the space for him? Because when he came there, there is no space. So like ngifuna ukuthi sisi ama team lawa, which is Chiefs Pirates, they just signed at the end of the day abakwazi ukubasebenzisa futhi lawa dlala. So
they need to clean their squad 100%. Because what is happening, let's talk the truth, the same truth. Kaizer Chiefs and All Orlando Pirates, these are the big teams in South African League. Kaizer Chiefs is a big brand. Pirates is a big brand. And as well, they are big teams in Africa. Wherever you go in Africa, if you talk about Kaizer Chiefs or Pirates, everyone knows. Even a young kid can tell you about those big teams. But now the problem, they don't win. They don't win trophies. When last did Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs win trophies? But again, those players, they get paid big monies. They're getting paid fat checks. So what's the reason for keeping players like that who don't deliver to the team? They need to have more new players who want to win trophies. More players who will fight for the brand of the two big teams and win trophies. How can the bosses be happy while the team is not delivering? No boss will be happy when the workers are not delivering. At the end of the day, you must clean. That's what is happening to these big teams.
I'm not surprised when these teams are getting rid of the players. We know come off seasons, teams want to get players that they feel that they will add value to the team and get rid of the players that they don't think they were adding value in the team. As for Kaizer Chiefs, I do believe that we've been waiting for this kind of reshuffle on our team because we've been like bad those past seasons. Like last 7 seasons, we were not doing really good. I believe this season we will do good.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.